Every month we talk about philanthropy, specifically perspectives in philanthropy. Guests in on behalf of the Grand Rapids Community Foundation doing great things. We talk about, well, great things when it comes to giving with our guest, Sean Shira, Major and Plan Giving Gifts Director with the Grand Rapids Community Foundation. Good morning to you, Sean.
Good morning, Shelley.
Stephanie Adams, Marketing and Communications Manager, Johnson Center for Philanthropy. Good that you are here.
Hi, Shelley.
Diana taking the day off?
She is. She is. Well-deserved day off.
Yeah, good. Diana Seeger, your president and CEO, joining us in addition to your great staff. She always praises you. I hope you're listening, Sean.
Well, thank you.
Stephanie, let's get into our topic, Giving Tuesday. What is Giving Tuesday?
So Giving Tuesday is a movement about philanthropy, and it started about 5 years ago. The Johnson Center and 92nd Y and quite a few other partners came together to create a day around giving with Black Friday and Small Business Saturday and Cyber Monday. We wanted to create a day for giving back and a focus around philanthropy.
So the Tuesday following Thanksgiving, I'm trying to find my calendar. What day is that? Tuesday following, that's like November
29th.
I guess the next follow-up question is, why create a community-wide effort here? But I think we can all answer that.
Well, Grand Rapids is so philanthropic, and I had the opportunity to go out this year to New York and see how the Johnson Center could re-engage with Giving Tuesday, and we discovered that there's quite a few communities that are philanthropic like we are, and we're doing something like this. And I thought if they could do it there, we could bring this home in our wonderful community. And I brought together a great group of partners, Grand Rapids Community Foundation being one of them, and we just kind of brainstormed what could this look like.
Wow. So again, other communities, it looks like from Baltimore to even Lansing has been doing this, in addition to Seattle. We're calling this Giving Tuesday, but you're going to break it down into more specific branding here?
Yes. So we wanted to make this hyper-local. So the branding around it is hashtag GRGives.
All right. So hashtag GRGives, expand on to that. This is a citywide campaign to do what?
It's really to let our community know that there is this amazing opportunity to begin a movement of philanthropy in our community. So, you know, maybe there's an opportunity to give $5, $20, or $200 on this Tuesday after shopping and Thanksgiving and everything else that's going on. And we have united over 150 nonprofits to this website. So we make it easy for people to get involved. They can give or they can volunteer. The choice is theirs. And just kind of start that opportunity for them to give back in a really thoughtful way.
So can other nonprofits get involved at this point? If nonprofits listening saying, man, I didn't hear anything about this, can we jump on the bandwagon?
Yes, and the opportunity is open until November 23rd for any nonprofit in the Grand Rapids, West Michigan community to get on board. If you're serving people of West Michigan, we highly encourage you to come and be a part of it. We really want to make this a really easy way for nonprofits to unite around a cause.
Sean, let's have you go into more of the specifics, if you would, on behalf of the Community Foundation.
Sure. Well, Grand Rapids has such a long history and tradition of generous philanthropy, and I think as a community we should really be proud of that. The goal of GR Gives on Giving Tuesday is to celebrate that generosity and encourage community members to donate their time and money to one or more of the over 3,000 nonprofits here in Grand Rapids. The Community Foundation specifically has been celebrating Giving Tuesday and participating for the past 3 years, and we're really excited to be a part of a larger community-wide effort this year. And a pillar of the Community Foundation's work specifically is working on building and supporting a strong nonprofit sector in Kent County, so we're really thrilled to support this movement. For donors looking to support the community broadly, the Community Foundation can be a great choice. We've been here for nearly 95 years, and we've awarded over $200 million in grants to nonprofits addressing our community's ever-changing needs.
Mm-hmm. So let me continue having you toot your horn. Specifically, you offer?
On Giving Tuesday, we'd like to encourage folks to support our Challenge Scholars program, which is a Promise Plus scholarship program for a Westside schools, pipeline of schools, Harrison Park, Westwood Middle, and Union High School. We also have our unrestricted fund for community good and community endowments that support the arts and social enrichment, neighborhoods, education, economic prosperity, health, and the environment.
Again, Perspectives in Philanthropy, special guest today on behalf of the Grand Rapids Community Foundation, Sean Shira and Stephanie Adams with the Johnson Center for Philanthropy. So, other things to note, the call to action, Stephanie, fill in the blank. You don't have to be a world leader or a billionaire to
give back. GR Gives is about just ordinary citizens coming together and doing amazing things. Last year, over 700,000 individuals participated in Giving Tuesday, and that was $116 million. And we can do something like that right here in West Michigan and make a difference on one day coming together.
And expand on this. GR Gives, again, hashtag GR Gives is going to be the brand. I mean, you provide an opportunity to give more and give smarter. What does smarter mean here, Sean?
Well, to really be strategic with your philanthropy and look at how you can make the largest impact, whether that be supporting one nonprofit or a handful of nonprofits in a significant way. But to really have a place to go with this GR Gives website to see what nonprofit organizations are out there and find what might be a good fit for you.
And again, Stephanie, this Giving Tuesday, hashtag GR Gives, I mean, this is all about uniting charities, corporations, small businesses, and us, right?
Yes, it is. It's an opportunity for people to come together in one space and learn about all the different things that are happening in West Michigan and to really support our community right here.
I guess we're kind of down to the what can everyone do, but I'm going to kind of go through again the action items. So there's a website that's involved here?
Yes. So there's a website, grgives.com.
Okay.
Nonprofits can sign up now through November 23rd, which is next week, Wednesday. And it's free. You just go on and sign up, and there's opportunities to list your online donation portal. There's an opportunity to register for gather volunteers within a partnership that we have through United Way. And we make it really easy. There's a toolkit to just plug and play and promote that you are a nonprofit that's participating in Giving Tuesday.
Wow, you are all over the map with information. grgives.com, obviously Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Yeah, I would add one thing. Use that hashtag grgives during Giving Tuesday. We know that social networks are really important to be able to spread word around how important giving is. So use that hashtag, and we'll get this whole community behind the effort.
Yeah. Blow it up. I know you have several partners involved. Maybe if you want to tag team on a few of them, it's obvious you want to make a mention here.
Yes, definitely. So we've partnered with Highland Group, obviously the Grand Rapids Community Foundation, Canary Consulting, Kids Food Basket, Heart of West Michigan United Way, Virtual Systems, Byron Fisk, the City of Grand Rapids.
Also the Chamber, the Civic Theater. Grand Valley is also a great partner in this effort as well. So we're just grateful for everybody that's involved.
Great. And more most likely welcome to the table, because I have a feeling this hopes to be sustainable for you.
Yes, we're hoping so. We're excited that our nonprofit community has shown up already. Our goal was to have 50 nonprofits in the month, and we're over 150. And so now we just need our citizens to know that this exists and to share it and let people know you're involved.
There you are. All right, Sean, how do we find more information about the foundation, too?
Our website is grfoundation.org, and we're also on all of the social media sites, so Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Kind of wanted not having any more, you know, you could have said Snapchat and more, but we'll be spending all day listing where we're found.
Yeah,
that's the
true.
Way social media goes. I love it. Johnson Center for Philanthropy, your final words, how we find out more information about the center?
JohnsonCenter.org.
Come visit us. Thanks, guys. Hashtag GR Gives. About ready to explode.